This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt Jr., Adam Felber, and Amy Dickinson. And here again is your host at the Portland Center for the Performing Arts in Portland, Oregon, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, the news in rhyming verse. Let's see Anderson Cooper try that. If you'd like to play the Listener Limerick Challenge, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, it is time for Wait, Wait on the Trail. We're still over a year away from the 2008 presidential election, but still we're taking it upon ourselves to help educate the public on some of the goings-on out there on the campaign trail. Amy, there is more controversy this week for Mitt Romney, former Massachusetts governor, Republican candidate. The scandal involves a family trip taken years ago when Mitt strapped what to the roof of his car?
His baby.
No.
Close.
No.
Even worse.
Was it a family member?
In some sense, some people would say that it was.
Ooh. His pet dog?
Yes, yeah. His dog.
No.
All the way to Toronto, yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
And they're like, Daddy?
Oh, yes.
Daddy, have you seen Muffin?
Oh, they all knew. Here's the thing.
He was in the carrier.
Yeah. And this was a nugget uncovered by the Boston Globe in an exhaustive profile of the former governor. Is that on family vacations, the Romneys used to travel with their dog on the roof of the car.
Oh.
And this wasn't like an accident, like, oh, I left my coffee cup up there. Whoa, no, this was... He built, like, this special vehicle strap so the dog could sit there and be protected from the wind and so on and so forth.
That's cuckoo.
Dog didn't like it, though.
When asked about the incident, which, by the way, is illegal under Massachusetts animal cruelty laws... Mm. Romney explained, quote, hell, I'd strap my grandmother to the roof if it won me the South Carolina primary.
But what would Mitt Romney's dog say? It's like...
Mitt Romney's dog would say, help!
I'm on the friggin' roof!
Hello!
Still on the campaign trail. Roy, with Hillary Clinton running for president, there's been much discussion among the men in the race as to how they can compete for the woman's vote. Well, according to a serious analysis in the Times of London, Republican Fred Thompson has a legion of women supporters with one thing in common. What?
They're not very romantic.
No.
They are.
Oh, quite the opposite, my friend. Oh. Quite the opposite.
They are. Is it a matter of their age?
No.
No. They're not all blonde.
It's a matter of their history.
Their history. They're all divorcees.
Huh? No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily. They've just been ruined in some way or another.
Possibly.
Possibly.
In which case, they're very forgiving about it.
Uh-huh.
I think Amy knows. I'm gonna give
Amy
it to
knows.
I think
Let
they're
Amy.
Former special friends of his.
Exactly.
Oh.
His girlfriend.
The woman who dated him.
I see.
He's got a lot of those exes out there. During the 1990s, when he was a swinging single U.S. senator, Fred Thompson had a reputation as a southern gentleman who loved cigars, pickup trucks, and, of course, the ladies. Among his many conquests, a Republican fundraiser, Georgette Mosbacher, country singer Lori Morgan. In fact... Let's let Carl quote Ms. Morgan.
Oh, no.
As a statement she made to the paper as to why her one-time beau, Senator Thompson, had a great chance at capturing the female vote.
He is majestic. He's a soft place to be, and that could be Fred's ticket. Women love a soft place to lay and a strong pair of hands to hold us.
No!
A soft place to lay.
A soft place to lay, a strong pair of hands.
Well, as a campaign slogan, I've heard worse.
Yeah, hey, right.
And that Thompson, a soft place to lay.
A strong pair of hands. I like it.
Can you imagine the attack ads during that campaign?
John Edwards is a hard place to lay. Pointy. Uncomfortable.
Adam, exciting news from paleontology. Recent fossils found in Peru. Show that more than 40 million years ago, that area was roamed by giant what?
Penguins.
Penguins, yes.
Oh, that's right.
The ancient giant penguins of Peru. According to the National Academy of Sciences, giant penguins roamed South America 40 million years ago or more, including one species about 5 feet tall with a vicious spear-like beak for getting its prey. We can only be grateful they eventually died out, because otherwise we humans would still be hiding in trees and the penguins would now be arguing about an immigration bill that would have given amnesty to the ostriches.
Exactly.
How ironic that, like, millions of years later, that same region was colonized and populated by extremely large nuns.
It's really strange.
What are the odds?
The missionaries hit that area.
It's funny how things stop being cute when they get a certain height.
Isn't that funny?